Here on Daf Pei Amud Aleph, let us just quickly go over the beginning of the Gemara, starting the second line. Shalu Talmidav v'Sabim Gamliel, Ma'u Legadol. Is a person permitted to be Megadol Abahem Edake? Omalem Muta. So he said, you're permitted. Gemara asks, Vasnan Ein Megadlan. The Mishnah says, Ein Megadlan. Ella Ochi, it's not Mistava. Rabbi would be Saisim, not like Rabbi Gamliel. Ella Ochi Kaboy Mine, Mahu Lishais, is a person permitted temporarily to be Mashe Abahema Dake. Omalehan Muto, it is permissible, Ubavad Shalaitaitse Vitira Beheda, but when it is Man Hashiyyeh, should not be roye be'eder ela koishra be'karei hamita. And Rashi says ela koishra v'rabbonon pligi olei deram gamliel. So we mentioned in the beginning of the week that the Rashba says pshat in Rashi that the Chachamim hold that the whole heter of shehiye was only said Shloishim yem kaidem aregel, Shloishim yem kaidem mishtas benoi, Rabbi Atabach, there's a het of Shloishim yem, and that's it. Rabbi Gamliel said there's a heter of Shehiyah, and in this heter of Shehiyah did not give a zman, and did not give a reason. So temporarily, a person is permitted to have a behemadake in his possession. It could be more than 30 days, doesn't have to have the heter of regel or mishtas benoi. But there's one condition that it has to be koishcha bekarei hamite, that one can be assured that it will not be roye besodei sacher. Let us see Taisvis. Ma'u lahasheis kaboy mine. The shaila that was asked is shehiye muta. Ain nearly the pligi rabbon alei daram gamliel ke de perish pekuntres. So Taisus is chaylik on Rashi. I do not think that there's a machlekes. The mal lahashais kaidem horegel kami boile kaboy mine. The shayla was kaidem horegel zman shloishim, and they wanted to know from Gamliel agrees va'omalem muta. Gamliel said it's muta. V'lav davke nokat kaishra. And that what he says, it has to be kaishra. Elo'ulche demilse nokat. Shedarkan hoyo likshir behima dake lekare yamite. Kdiyoma be'elu treifis. That was the practical eitzim. One is a behemah dak in the bayis. So practical eitze is, you shouldn't be trampling around the house, which is not a practical thing. So they used to tie the behemah dak bekari amite. Kedi omar be'elu treifes chevel hayeitze min hamita. There was a rope that used to go out from the mita, that means is to tie a rope to one of the raglei hamita, ad tisha tfochim tome. Till tisha tfochim, it's tome, because from 5 to 9 tfochim it is tome, because it has a shimush. It is used to tie the behemoth to the kari hamita. Pirish shom bekunteris, shebekach hu roi liksha behemadake bekari yamita. Kidrsif, it says in the posik mentions this anhoge. Yisru chag baboisim at karnis amizbeach. So really, pshat in the posik was, Yisru baboisim, they tie together with rope. Chag is going on the korbonis for Yontif, or the Chagige, and it was tied by voisim ad karnis mizbech till they, when they took it out, they brought it to be makrev. So you koishchen a karbonis bekare yamita achi viyuhu lekarnis hamizbech. So, Memela, what is Taisvah saying? Taisvah is saying that Bemison, there's no machlekes between Rabban Gamliel and the Chachomim. And that what he said, Ella Kaishra is not necessary, because he has to be Megadol Babayis. And the Teres Chaim says Taisvah really had a hechech for this, because if you look in the Loshon of Rabban Gamliel, Omer Lehem Mutar, U'Bilvad Shlei Teitzei V'Tira Be'eder, Ella Koishra Be'Kare Yamita. So, if Koishra Be'Kare Yamita would be a necessary condition, so he should have said, U'Bilvad Shei Yikshareno Be'Kare Yamita. He says, "Ubevach leiteitze betira beida." That's the tenai, her ikri, that it shouldn't be roya. You could be shoya, but make sure it's not roya. Elokoishre bekare yamita. That was the minig, but that's not likuv. The ikri is it shouldn't be roya. It should be nimtza babayis, and it should be house fed. Inami nokat koishroi. Lashminen the afilu bikshurim also legadol kiim lahashayis. Maybe he's telling a chiddush that even if it's kosher, so there's zikra no shash whatsoever of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. He'll never get out of the house, but only a temporary matzav is mutter shehiye, but gidol is also to bring in a behemah. And to be megadol the behemah, the bias is also. But the sefta nami mashmit the afkoidem a regular shori lahashis ela bebayis. That he's talking about koidem a regal, and it's also he's just saying that koidem a regal that's mutter. It's only mutter ela bebayis. Tohochi ktoni behedye. It says in the Barais of Megadlim Koidem Haregel Lamed Yoim, Loishite Yoitze Veroye Beshuk Ella Koishre Bekare Mite Sholo Ram Gamliel. So it seems that if Taisus is saying there's no machlokes, I see a fellow from the Chachamim who were Mater Shehiya also held this din that it should not be Yoitze Veroye Ella Koishre Bekare Yamita. Zukte Gemara weiter, Omar Rabbi Shmuel, mi balei batim shebegolil ha'olyein hoyu beis abed. That he said his parents, mishpoche, were from the balei batim, who lived in the golil ha'olyein, u'mibnei ma'cholvu. It seems all they had was nechav. So Rabbi Shmuel said, because of tuchatoi, number one, shahoyu marin bechurshin. They used to be mare behemes takes bechurshim in the yaorim, in the yaores. Vidonim dine momenes biyochit. They were done dine momenes biyochit. Af al pi shahoyu lem churshim somach labotayim. Even though the Chushim was Samach Lebetayim, so they were living close to the Chushim. So the Ktana Hoiso Umavirin Derech Olel. There was a Sonda Ktana between the Chushim and their houses. And in order to take the Behemah to the Chushim, they had to go over this Sode Ktane. Now, before we'll see Rashi, I'd like to say over the Rajman Daraivit, and we'll see Rashi is Chaylik. Daraivit says that this Sode Ktane was Shelohem. That means as follows. They lived near the Chushim, near the Yorim, but there was, in order to get to the Yorim, you had to go through a Sada Ktana, which was their Sada. It was their Sada. So they held, so what's wrong? What's wrong? You're going through their Sada, and then you're going into the Chushim, so what's the problem? And they were nenesh from this, for this, Sherei Gozru Shaloi Legadol, this is the lotion of the Raivit, Shei Gozru Shaloi Legadol Afilu Besodei Shalahem, the Iser to be Megadol, Abahim Medak in Eretz Yisrael, Afilu Besodei Shalahem, not talking about Iser Gezel over here, we're talking about Yishev Eretz Yisrael, which means that the produce which is produced in Eretz Yisrael should be used for the Yishuv. So Memele, the Yorim Amuta, there was no produce that was produced, that was grown in the Yorim and the Chushim, but in their fields, a person was not permitted to Megadol Behem Medaka in his field, because Al Kaponim, his field will not produce food for the Yishuv. So Memele, so when they used to bring the behemoths from their houses to the Chushim, there was damage done through the behemoths in their fields. That also goes into the Issa of Al Yigadol Behemadake. The Derech, So the Raivit says, Shrei Gozru Shloi Legadol Afilu Besodei Shalem, Mivnei Chuban Ha'oichlem. You are ruining the food. The food which is in Eretz Yisrael should be used by the Bnei HaYishuv, not to be eaten or ruined by the Bnei Medake. V'derech Evroson Hoyu Mavsidim. They walked through the Chershon, Afilu, they weren't even Roy in this field. But they had to go through the field in order to get to the Chushim. So they were mafsid, a chelik of the produce that was growing in the field. So that also goes into the issa of Megadol, also Megadol Bei Medake Beretz Yisrael. Now, before we see Rashi, I'd like to mention the period, there's a period in the Inyakib Haboinev. He says we see there were two avlas that they had done. They were Megadol Bei Medake, and they were done Yechidi. They were Tamid Chachamim, they were Tamid Chachamim Mumchim, they were done Yechidi. So the Bain in Yaakov says, Kol Derech Ish Yosha Be'inav. Whatever a person does, he feels that he's right. Bein Adam Roye Choyve Loila Atzmoy. He never thinks that his actions are wrong, there's wrong what he's doing. V'loy l'deyoysov. And Hishitis, he also thinks, I think it's right, and I have a seichel ayosho, so must tell I'm right. V'hoya nire la'avoysov shal Rabbi Shmoy lirois derech sodik tane. They help. What's the shaila? The ikar re'iye is, and the chushin, they have to go through my field? No. Afazoi vaiti held chazal, they held chazal din aser. V'hoyu donim b'yechidi, they also were dan yechidi, they didn't bring other dayonim, ki medume lehem svarosam yechide nechoyna. If I hold like that, I mean, why do you need another dayon? I know chashim mishpot, and I have a seichel ayosho, so they held that's sufficient. The Mishnah says, another satiyat don yechidi. So memele, so comes out, these two in yonim was one sibbe. They relied on their svare, they relied on themselves, not realizing that ein odam ro yechoy veloy la'atzmai veloy l'dayoysav. Memele, that brought about a chulbin. Zok the Gemara weiter, and I'll see Rashi. Now, Rashi says, Shohoyo marin behim adaka shalahen b'chushin. Ba'af al pisha yechushin samuch lebotayim. חושן וסמך לבתיים. לא היו רואים בסודי סחרם. They weren't רואים בסודי סחרם. משום חושן לקה גזל, דאומה לאל אבל מגדלן בחושן, ולכמה נמי בתקונש ישוע תיקן של היקפית בעל היער, על כך, ולהוך הינן שמוני שסוד הקטנה הויסו ביניהם, ושל אחרים הויסו. Now, Rashi is חלק on the Raibit. Rashi says the field was של אחרים. Very interesting. Number one. And number two, Rashi in the beginning says, "Blehoyu roim besodeis acherim, umishum chushim leke gezel." Now here, all of a sudden, Rashi is speaking about gezel. Now we have Saraya in the Mishnah. I mean, the Mishnah Rashi says, "Emegadle beemadake beretz Yisrael, mishum yishev eretz Yisrael." There was a different cheshbon. There was a cheshbon of yishev eretz Yisrael. And in Surya, you're not chayish le yishuvim yapsidu sodeis acher mishalmeno. So in Surya, the army gadol, and if there's a hefsid, you pay. So it seems we're not chayish of the hefsid, the personal hefsid that someone lost. The whole problem was yishuv eretz Yisrael. And here Rashi seems to be saying, here Rashi speaks about gezel, mishum chushin like a gezel. And the soda was a soda shel acherim. It seems there was a gezel. I don't know exactly why Rashi was chaylik on the Raivit, but it seems Rashi held, perhaps for some reason, that the chovu was not because of they were over on the takone. The chovu was because they were over on the Issa Gezel. They were over tak on the Issa Gezel. They were over. So they were but the chushim is not Gezel, but the soda was Gezel. We have to really understand what they held. What heter did they have to go through someone's field? So Pesitas Rashi is unclear. Zogte Gemara weiter, Tana Rabbonam, Roye she'osa tshuve, ein mechayven oisoi limker miyad. A person who was a Roye, Rashi says, Roye behemei shaloi. So he was megadol behemes dakis, and she'osa tshuve, shaloi legadlo behemei dakoi. He was over on the takone, he had behemes, he was Roye them, Ein mechay v'noisei limkemiya. No, so he does tshuva. So l'chayre, we would think that he comes to Rav. He tells the Rav, listen, I was over. And takonis chazal, I want to do tshuva. So I want to do tshuva. So the first step of tshuva is aziva sachet. So get rid of them. He has 1,000 famous dakis. So we would think, so, din yikev esahor. I mean, you want to do tshuva. He had no right to purchase these beimis dakis to begin with. Get rid of them. How do you get rid of 1,000 beimis dakis? Put out a sign that, you have 1,000 beimis dakis to sell in one shot and you'll sell it to the biggest bidder and, you'll have a tremendous hefsid agavuch. If everyone knows he has to get rid of it, so memela, but l'chayre, that's what perhaps we might think. So the Baraisa says no. If you're going to make such a tkifis for a Baal Tshuva, he'll never do Tshuva. He won't do Tshuva. So you have to, he wants to do Tshuva. So if you'll tell him to do this, to sell everything at once, he'll never do Tshuva. So we have to be misayeya him to that he should do tshuva. So we tell him, you want to do tshuva, in mechayven oyselim kemiyat. You don't have to go and sell all at a time. Elamoich al yad al yad. Sell whatever, sell, not at a loss, sell singly. And what's with the rest of the behemoth? You hold them. You hold the, you, you, So Rashi says, Roye, yeah, yeah. No, Rashi says anything. So you'll sell them singly. In the meantime, you're permitted to be Roye the rest of the behemoths. Or you're allowed to keep them al kapone. I don't know if Roye, but you're allowed to keep them. וכן גר שנפלו לו כלובים בחזירים בירושוסי. הגר had a goyish father who had a kennels of dogs and chazerim. Now the father died. Now what should he do with them? That we had in the Mishnah, Imegadlum Klovim, Imegadlum Chazerim. It's also the same thing. Imechai v'noise limke miyat. Here this is not a mania from Balei Tshuva. He just became rich through his father's misa. He's yashling from his father. So here perhaps it'd be a svara to say that, no, he had a revach. So, but this revach is not permitted to accept this revach because ein begadum chazerim meklovim. Not also the same thing. So there's a second takone. He's allowed to be megadolda. V'chein, case number 3. Mi shenoda likach bayis v'likach isha be'eretz Yisrael. A person made a neder nidrei mitzvah that he's going to purchase a bayis in Eretz Yisrael, or marry an ish in Eretz Yisrael, which is a mitzvah, yishev Eretz Yisrael. Ein machai v'noisoi likach miyad. So he made a neder. So now he went to Eretz Yisrael and he can't find there's a lot of houses for sale, but al kaponim, he can't find one that he feels is proper for him. He can't find an isha. Ein mechayven oisoi likach miyad, ad sheyimtza asai genes loy. He made a neder, so he should look around. It'll take a half a year or a year to find a bayis isha genes loy. No problem whatsoever. Not mechay. Now we say a maise, o maise bisha achas, shahoyo b'no meitzelo. It seems she was an amone or a grusha. And, she had a son that was giving her a very difficult time. So she couldn't be able to be megadol the son alone. Bekovtza v'nishba kol mi sheyovei einem achzirei. So she says, whoever comes to me and proposes and wants to marry me, eini machziroi, I'm going to get a husband, finished, I won't have the problems of being megadol you. And she made a shvua. No, people heard about her shvua, so she swore, kol mi sheyovi, eini machziroi, v'kovtza lebnei odom, she'ena mogonim, so a whole bunch of people who were not hogun for her came. Now the Shaila was, she said she won't turn them down. She meant a hogun lo. Period. Now, it's not Rashi. The Minchas Yehuda brings down Ashit Mekabetzes. Now we have here a connection. Chazal made a takone, a roye shosa tshuve, ein mechai benoise limker miyad. Doesn't have to sell by the way. V'chein ger, ein mechai benoise. V'chein misha noda, ein mechai benoise. So it seems there's a, all these three halachas have a similarity. V'chein, v'chein, v'chein. So, Die Schiete mit Kibinz, die Schiete mit Betz, das Rabbeine Jönissen. Why did they say, ein Machai Venoisoi? Schleimnu, so the Schiete mit Betz says something very interesting. Schleimnu Acherem Milider Dvar Mitzvah. That Acherem should not hold themselves back from doing a Dvar Mitzvah. Sheim Yira, Shem Yiru, if they're gonna see, Shebezn oinsen oisai lamayr lasais, ma shein oisai chen be'enov, yimnu acherem. That means this person made a neder, nidre mitzvah, I'm going to buy a house in Eretz Yisrael. Now, if Bezn is gonna go and he walks into Eretz Yisrael, the first house he passes by, house for sale, and Bezn will tell him, he looks at it, ah, this house, not so Bezn taps him on the shoulder, I'm sorry, you made a nidre mitzvah, you have to go and buy this house. This house, chmonanism. No, you have to buy this house. So the Shittim Gwetzer says, if that's going to be the case, so Memele, people start making nidre mitzvah. He had opened up his mouth and make a neder. So the whole concept of nidre mitzvah will become bottle, because they'll be afraid that they might be forced into a situation which is not ideal for them. So that is why Chazal are not koif. Ein mechai v'nois. And it's very good with the Baraisa. That means, just like people should do tshuva, they said he doesn't have to sell them right away. So in order to prevent that people should not make a nidre mitzvah, not mechayev him to buy the first house or marry the first ish. So the Minchas Yehuda asks, he says, let's go further in the Gemara. There was a maise that an isha made a shvue that she's going to marry the first one. She won't turn anyone back. That what she meant, you can't take her words literally. Now, so we see from Chazal that this is also a continuation. So it would seem that the even though the words, if you'll take them literally, the words were Kol mi sheyavoi einei machzirosai. Whoever comes, I won't push him away. So that should mean that the first person that comes, she has to marry. Chazal said, no, don't take it literally. She zicha meant hogenlo. So fact the Minchas Yehuda, so here we say she meant it. So if she meant it, it's not a takone, not a mechayvim, not a people, if you'll be mechayiv him, so people stop making the dorim. That's what they meant. She meant that, so finish. If I meant a hogun, so Mamela, just like she meant a hogun, even though there the lotion is moiridik misleading, there she said, call me sheyovi eini machzirosoi, va'ava pikein, we say that, don't take the words literally, it means, call hogun sheyovi. She didn't say it, so she didn't say it, but that's what she meant. So Memele, Misha Noda Likach Bais, the first way that they can buy a house in Eretz Yisrael. So Memele, so he should also say the same thing. He meant that Abai is Hogun. And the Shita doesn't say that. And the Pashtus of the Gemara is also like the Shita. Ein mechayven oisef. For sure you're not mechayven. Why should be mechayven? If he meant a house that's hogan for him, so first day, so why should be mechayven to buy the first house? So it blives really by a tzorchian. It's a big problem over here. From later the Gemara, it would seem the kavone is for that one, even though the neder is sosum, but the kavone is for something that he really wants. From the previous Gemara, this is a continuation of Eimachayven Oisilim Kol Miyad, it's Eimachayven, it would seem that it's a takone. like the Shita says. And then there's another problem. If we will say that it's a takone, so how can Chazal make such a takone? That means we'll say that really mitzad and nether you have to buy the first house. And you may have takone. No, if you have to buy the first house, people stop making the dorim. So we say you don't have to buy the first house. I mean, how can Chazal say this? If Lamai said a nether was made, how can you be matar a nether? Matar your nether. I mean, if the nether means the first house you see, so how, there'll be a kilkul. So, I mean, since when the Chazal matar here? I mean, if that's the nether, so Mamela, how can Chazal be matar the nether? It's a little difficult to understand this Gemara. Zok the Gemara weiter. Kishem she'omru in megadlin behem edake. Just like they said, was that takon in megadlin behem edake. Kach omru in megadlin chayedake. You're not megadl a chayedake. What's a chayedake? So Rashi says, tzviyim v'shu'olim. You're not allowed to be megadl them. Megadlim klovim kufrim, but you're allowed to be megadol klovim kufrim, v'chatulim, v'koypin, v'koypin are monkeys, the oruch is geiris, v'kupodin, the girsus oruch is kupodim, kupodim are porcupines, v'chudois sanoim, we'll see exactly what this is, mibnei sha'asuyin l'naker asabayis. So Rashi says, Chudois Sanoim. Listen before. Rashi says, Klovim Kufriim. So Rashi is two pshotim. Klovim Kufriim Ktanim, the small, the Vinanosim Heim, the small. The midgets, it's a small dog. It doesn't grow up to be a big dog. Lishnachine Klovim Gdoilim Shel Tzayodim, the big dogs. Ve'ein mamzikim, that's used to hunt their hunting dogs. Ve'ein mazikim, but they're not mazik. They're not mazik. But it would seem, als the gzeire, or maybe here, bechlal, there's no problem. They're not mazik, smel, there's no chash. Chudei sanoim gedeleis pisneh. V'naker es abayis minach borim. That means, the Miri says also, they have mitoiloim, ushchotzem. That means, these chayes ktanes were very useful and necessary. That means there were rats in the vicinity, there were toiloim, ushchotzem, and these animals, chatulim, chudes anoim, they feasted on this. So lamaise, they needed. So just like we had before, behemegase, if it's needed in the yishuv, they did not aser it. So memela, this is also the same thing. My chudes sanoim, Omar Rav Yehuda, charzo charzo. Veike da amri, charzo. Diktini shakyo v'raye b'ne vardini umay sharzo demitatoi shakyo. Now, Rashi doesn't explain too much. Rashi does explain vardini sne diktini dakim demitatoi shakye shoykeho gutzim, it has short shoykim. Now, let us see Taisvis, and then we'll try to explain the Gemara. But before we say Taisvis, it is kedai to mention there's a Mishnah in Kloyim, Perik Ches, Mishnah Hei. There's a Machloikes Tanoim. What din a chudes sanoim has? What din does it have? Does it have a din of a sheretz but there's a vedin of a chaya. L'may nafkemine? Nafkemine is as follows. A sheretz is metame b'mage k'adashe. And it's an adash, the size of a lentil. If you touch a sheretz, it's the size of a lentil. The b'sar sheretz is metame k'adashe. A chaye, an avela of a chaye, we're talking about a dead chaye, is metame b'kizayis. Number one, but number two, it's metame b'masa also. It's metame b'masa. If you didn't touch it, you carried it. It's metame odom letame b'godom. So there's a machlikis tanoim over there. The Nakama says that achudis sanoim is a chaye. That's what the Tanakama says. And then Beishamai is misupik. Beishamai says that he has both chumris. He didn't know if it's a chaya or a, if it's a chaya or a sheretz. So Memela, so he said, it's metame b'kizayis b'mase, because maybe it's a chaya. It's metame b'mage k'adosh, maybe it's a sheretz. So Beishamai did not know. So the Shita Mekabetza says, that my chudois sanoim, this is, since we mentioned chudois sanoim, so now our Gemara is a pirish on Beishamai. Beishamai said that chudois sanoim, he did not know if it's a chaya or a behemoth, or a chaya or a sheretz, so memele, so my chudois sanoim, so we really want to explain what a chudas anoim is and what the tzdodei asofik of Beishamai is. Since we started talking about it, that's some legabe argamore, it's no nafkamina, whatever it is, it's you'll have to be megadol because you need it to be menaker as habayis, but we want to know what it is. Now, This chudas asanoim, this, in the pasuk it says hachoilet. Let's just give a little akdome. There's hachoilet. Hachoilet is one of the shmeinei shchotzim. So that's enough in the pasuk. Now chudas asanoim is, it's called in English a stone marten. It's a...
looks a little like a sable.
It's a furry animal. The shaila is this also a chaylet, or is this different? Is this a chayet? Now, so let us see Taisvis. Diktini shakya, perish shoykov dakim. The shaykayim are thin. Lahochi nikro charzo. It's called charzo shaharotz shaharotzin nikel bein hashaykayim. I think the loins of the animal are discernible bein hashaykayim mitoch shein dakim the nirim gvoyim. So memele. That means if an animal is very short, you can't see the chartzin of the animal. It's a very short animal. But if it has thin, longer feet, the chartzin anika. And that is why, so this chudas sanoim, this is a chude which is grows by the bushes, by the thorns, Mishamachit nan beperik ches tekloim mishnei. Chudas asanoim Rabbi Yosi oimer beishamai metame kizayis bemase. It's metame kizayis bemase because maybe it's a chaye. Uchadoshe bemage or maybe it's a sheretz. The metoich sheragleho gvoyim vedakim really, the characteristic of a sheretz is, as she said, sheretz is a dover nomuch. It's chayrish. That's the characteristic of a sheretz. Sheretz al oretz. since this chulde has long feet, misafkalu shema lav hainu chulde dekla. Maybe even though the pasuk says choled, choled means, perhaps choled means a weasel, but chulde, this chulde sanoim is, maybe this is not a sheretz. The yeshla, it looks different, it has taller feet, so memele it doesn't fall into the sheretz family. Oy shema, hainohi, maybe it's the same thing, it's the chaylat, chulde, there's different species, but it's one mean, it's also a sheretz. The yeshla teira sheretz. Vahainu the Messiah, so that is why the Gemara is Messiah. Umay Sharza, which is called a sheretz, the mitatoi shakye, that has small shekaim, his small feet, ochikama. If we will say that it is not a sheretz, so which is called the sheretz? The sheretz is the species that has small feet. Umay Sharza, chulde d'chsiv b'kro, the choylet, she'eino sofik, which is no sofik, the mitatoi shakye, shoyir agler, k'tzores, v'shertzis al oretz, v'chein nire l'rabbeinu tam. Now, let us go back to the Gemara. Now, the Shita Mekabetza says that since we were speaking about chuldes sanoyim, and the Mishneh in Kloyim speaks about chuldes sanoyim, so the Gemara wants to explain what the Shaila is of what is the suffix of Beishamai. So the Gemara is saying, my chuldes sanoyim. Omar Rav Yehuda Sharza Charza. So l'chayra, I think the first lotion is the tzad that is, it is a sheretz that is nikir the loins, that means, but it's a sheretz, charza charza. Ve'ikidomri, others say, charza, if you see the loins, diktini shake, it has thin, tall feet. Ve'raye beini vardini, if it's a charza, it's not a sheretz. So what is the sheretz of the posik? That the posik says hachoyled, the mitato ishake, that has small feet, small shekai. Oma Rav Yehuda Marav, zukta gemara vaita, Oma Rav Yehuda Marav, osinu atzmeinu bebovel ke'eretz Yisrael lebahim medake. So, what did Rav say? Let's see what Rashi said. Bebovel keretz Yisrael. Shemiyoyim golos Yechonye robu shom talmidim. From golos Yechonye there was already a ribui of talmide chachomim then, there. Nishyashu shom b'yishuv kavua. And there were nishyashuv b'yishuv kavua. So memele, so there's a din of we have to be chayish for the yishuv. If there's a yishuv kavua in Bavel, and the yishuv kavua came already from Yom Golos Yechonye, so memele, and they made a takone that one is not permitted to be megadol a bahim medake mishum yishuv oretz. We explained that there should be enough produce for the yishuv, and that's why a bahim medake will ruin the produce. So Memele, so the same thing is in Bavel, because it is a Ika Yishuv in Bavel, is my name. Now we have a very, perhaps difficult Gemara to understand. Amale Ravade Barave le Ravune didochmai. What's with you? Ravune was in Bavel, and he had a Behemedakis. What does Rashi say? Didoch ma'ale yesh lecha b'imedake. You have a b'imedake. Bovel. So what's this? Amale didon kamintre lehu choyva. My wife takes care of them. She watches them. I'll take. Amalei chayva tikparino libna. We'll see what's shot in this statement. If it's a klola or if it's the loshen tamiyah. But the statement, l'chayra, shouldn't have been said, but he said, chayva tikparino bina, that your wife, chayva, she's taking care of the behemah dake, she should bury her children. Kule shnei deravada barava leikaim zara l'rafuna mechayva. Kol's man, Ravada barava was alive, those words that he said, was Kishgogi Shayotam Piyashala, Taisva says. We'll see if Taisva is a different shot. It wasn't a klola. He didn't have children from her. Ike da Amri, others say, Omar Ravune Osino Atzmeino Bebovo Ke'eret Yisrael Lebehim Adake Mechi Oso Rav Lebovo. When Rav came to Bovo, then we made the Rashi Choyvo Shem Ishtoi, Tikbarino Livno, Sha'ato Seimechaleo, you rely on Choyve, Vihi Eine Yechoyle Lishma, she is not a capable Shema. Vihi Oso Rav Lebovo, Robu Misyashvim Shom, Vibnei Yeshivosei. Now the second Loshen is different than the first Loshen. The first Loshen said that Rav said that Bovel Keretz Yisrael, Rashi said that was Mimais Yechonye, that was much before when the Harsha Mazka went, I think, so then already it had a din of Eretz Yisrael. The second Loshen said, Mechi Osa Rav LeBovel, when Rav came, Robu Mishyashvim Shom Mitnei Yeshivosai. The yeshiva of Rav attracted a lot of Talmidim. So when Rav came, so then the population in Bovel multiplied. So from then on, it had a din of Eretz Yisrael, the Ika Yishuv was then in Bovel. That's the first Loshen of Rashi. Lishna Achine, hu bo v'limadnu l'Yisrael b'kach, shero sham roi v'Yisrael v'Yishuv kavua. Not that Rav was the sibe for the ribui ha-yishuv, but when Rav came, Rav said, who, there's so many Eden here. So Rav paskin that the matzav now is mechayev, that should be also to be megadol abahim medak. Let us see Taisus. Choyve tikbarino libno, perish Rabbeinu Chananu, bitmiyo. He said it beloshin to me, not aloshin klola. V'chidarko likper boneo sheino isekes legadlon elolisekes legadol tzayin. I mean, you rely on chayva to take care of the tzayin. What's with the children? She's busy with the children. So you mean to say she buries the children so she's not occupied with the children? She doesn't have any children. That's why she can take care of the tzayin. So it was said beloshin tamiya, but vavish kishkoge hayaitzes melifnei hashalat. But it shouldn't have been said. It was said unintentionally, but when it was blurted out of his mouth, so memele, his words had a koyach and nebuch. This gzeira occurred. Umiyu. That's how the Rach says pshat in. In our Gemara, Umi bepek shnei nezirin, we have a similar Gemara. Gabi akofa saroish, there the shaila, I think, that Choyva used to give haircuts to the children, and I think she was makif the payas. And shaykh leforish came. Who is the barber of your children? My wife gives the haircuts. She's not afraid. also a loshen tamiya. I mean, it's such a chomotike. She held its mutter. She's not afraid of an einish of doing such a thing. V'chi osa rav lebovo. Perish bekuntris. V'hoyu mis... So the first pshat of Rashi was, v'hoyu misyashvim shom mibnei yeshivosoi. That they were misyashiv because of the yeshiva. V'hoyu roiv so they say him mi Yisrael. And roiv of the sodis were mi Yisrael. So memele, so Rav was the sibe that was mahapach bovel to have the same dinim of Eretz Yisrael. Chinyin zeh pirish peper kama de gitten. Rashi says, osinu atzmeinu bebovel keretz Yisrael de gitten. Chiosa rav lebovel. Benaseinu bekiim lishmo mitech shehirbo yeshivais. So Rashi, the Gemara says in Gitten as follows. The Gemara says that I may be get beretz Yisrael. In tzorch loima bafoni nechtem foni nechtem. I may be get so there's one mahalach in the Gemara, Rabbe, that the reason you have to, when a shlich gives over a get, he has to be there, b'shas t'ksivis v'chsimis aget, because the b'nei Medina Sayom were not boki in Hilchas Gittin, they did not know that it has to be written lishma, so a shlich will bring a get from Medina Sayom. The workshoshes could be the get was not written properly. So therefore the shliach had to say, and before he gave over the get, he said, before nechta, for the nechtam, I was there. Bishas teksivin the chsimis aget, either they asked him or then they could rely that it's a kosher get. That's if you bring a get mimdina sayom. If you bring a get Beretz Yisrael, Beretz Yisrael, they were Amidei Chachamim, there were boki b'lishma. See, there's no necessity to say. So now, we have a memory given that when Rav came, Mechiyoso, Rav leBovel, when Rav came to Bovel, so Memele, so Rav said, so Asinu Atzmeinu, the Bovel, Keretz Yisrael. I mean, since there were yeshivas there, so Mamela, the Hamoin Am became educated through the influence of the yeshivas. So in Bavel, if a get is written in Bavel, one can be assured that it was written Lishma. There's no need to say b'fanei nichta, b'fanei nechta. That's how Rashi says Pshat in this memory in Gittin. Osinu atzmeinu b'Bavel keretz Yisrael mechiyosa rav lebavel. When Rav came to Bobel, said, it was Marbi Yeshiva, some Amela. So then you don't say Bafani Nechta. V'koshel Rabbeinu Tam. If that is Pshat, that Rav was the Sibbe of not having to say Bafani Nechta because of the knowledge that came about through the Yeshivas, Jim Kain, so the Gemara asks on this, my Porichosa Mimas Nisim. The Mishnah says the furthest areas in all four directions which don't have to say b'fanei nechtav. Akku is the most northern area. Akku b'tzof and v'akku. So and Akku, if you bring a get from Akku to Eretz Yisrael to the Ikar Yishuv, you don't have to say because it has also din of Eretz Yisrael. Now, Bovel is more northern than Akku. It's out of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara Sakash on this memory, how could you say that Bovel also doesn't have to say? The Mishnah says, Vavka Akku doesn't have to say, but Bovel, it seems, would have to say. Now, it's a pella, according to Rashi, what's the Kasha? The Mishnah is speaking about Bizmana Mishnah. So the furthermost northern area in Eretz Yisrael was Akku, which were Bekiim Lishma. Further, Bovel ain't a Hanami. Bovel was not Boki Lishma. The Gemara said, Mechiyos Rav leBovel. Then there became a change in the knowledge of the Bnei Bovel. So now Bovel also doesn't have to say. So what's the Kasha from the Mishnah? V'aloyim mishnais nishnu koydim dosa Rav lebovel. Versteht sich, the Mishnah is speaking about before Rav came to Bovel. Meforish Rabbeinu tam osam, mechi osa Rav lebovel, v'hoire lonu, shemi mois yechonye v'achorish v'amazger, shegol lebovel, din olias kelsis o legitin shebekim lishmo. This is famous in the second Shatan Rashi by us. Not that Rav made Bovel like Eretz Yisrael. Rav Paskin, that Bovel is like Eretz Yisrael. V'chein kan yibay medake she'esham roi v'yisrael, v'chein yisrael me'bereish bakol ma'arv. Now, let us see Tosfos on Daf Ayin Tesamid Beis. Ein megadlin behem medake. So Taisa says, Afilu Babayis Koma, that the Yisrael, to be Magadala Bahimadake, is speaking about Afilu, he'll keep it in his house. The Lirois, if you're speaking about to be a Roye Bahimadake, Afilu Bahimagasa also, to be Roye, an owner of a Bahimagasa, to be Roye the Bahimagasa, is as a filo beimagasa also. Kidemrinim bezeh boire. Roye sha'omro echad roye beimagasa vechad roye beimadaka. The Gemara says, a roye is posolaitis. A roye is posolaitis because a roye is choshed and gesel. He has the beime, and it's his beime. The beime won't be such a medagdik and will eat from someone else's field. He won't make an asik out of it. It's a beime. So a roye is choshed and gesel. Roye beime didei. So the Gemara says, Aroye is possible of Aroye Behemagas. Now, by us it says, that Yelatimim, in the Marais it says, Yelatimim Megadala Behemagas in Eretz Yisrael. And there it says, Aroye Behemagas is possible of Aedis. So how does this stem? So Taisa says, the two different things. Our Mishnah and the Barais are speaking about him in Megadol Bebeisom. We're talking about its house bread. We don't take it out into an aid. We don't let it graze on Eretz Yisrael. Afal Pikein Deyasa. That's a Megadol and a Madak and a Megasa. They were Mata. Masha Ein Kein. Aroya for the Megasa is also awesome. Zuk Taisviz Vaita. Finish. So that's good. Vim Toima. Vahod the Masi Kosom. Emerson, we hear this in Taisus, before Taisus said, a filashiyah that is mutta, Taisus put on a tosefta. Filashiyah that is mutta is only mutta, not to be roya, she is only mutta bevayas. The kosher bekari yamito. In time of all the masikosum, the more began another memra of Rove, that Rove differentiated between beimagas and beimadak. The Rove Megadlenitma, the Megadli Behema Daka Be'eretz Yisrael Psulim, a Megadli Behema Daka is possible, Mechutz Loretz Ksheirim, Megadli Behema Gasa, Filo Be'eretz Yisrael Ksheirim. So now, Rove said that a Megadli Behema Daka is possible, like this. Megadli Behema, in Mechutz Loretz is Mutter. So now, Taisus has a problem. What is Rove telling us in this second Lashon that you'll have to be Megadol, a Behema Daka, Megadol means in Chutzlot, that the Mishnah says a villain Suya is Mutter. Maika Mashmlot, the Bechutzlot's Ksheirim, what is he telling us over here? That Philip Besuya Shari to be Megadol. Koshkin b'chutzlos. V'yeshlem d'bad lo yitzrich. V'l'aydi domad b'eretz Yisrael p'sulim. He's telling us a chiddish. And Eretz Yisrael a megadol is posel. It's medik a chiddish. A megadol is posel. Afilo l'chere b'bayis is posel. B'eretz Yisrael p'sulim. Komisayim d'b'chutzlos k'sheirem. So b'chutzlos is kosher. But that's the Chiddush is possible in Eretz Yisrael. So if you say some good thoughts, it's mut. Even though this is not necessary. Megadli behema dake gasa the pillar of Eretz Yisrael k'sherim yitzchok lashmin. That's also nothing he has to tell us. Dimas nisen avamina the pillar gasa also. Vod noke dake lashmin the pillar dake shori besuri.
Fine. So my mail, even though the others are more, the Baraisa says, Beferish that Gasa is mutter in Eretz Yisrael, but could be not everyone knows Boki and the Baraisa, so my mail, it was necessary for a Rav to tell us, Bahima Gasa is mutter in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah is not a Raya, the Mishnah could be, means that, the Mishnah could be means that, Daka, Bahu Adin Gasa. He wants to tell us Daka that the Pesuy is mutter. Venire, the Hoda Amrina per Kabda Bometzia, the Roye Behemoi Shalacherim Kosha. Amirdikazach, if an owner is Roye, so Mamela is postulatus because he's not trustable, because he'll be Zicha Roye Besodis Acherim. A Roye Shalacherim is Kosha Laidis. Why? Because Ein Adam Chayte Beloi Loi. So the Gemara says, a Roye Behemoi Shalacherim, Kosher in Adam Chayte Beloi Loi. So Taisvah says, Hainu Davke Gase. We're talking about a Behemoi Gase, which is Mutter Legadol. Chazal were Mutter Legadol. So now there's another, so there's no problem of Yishev Ha'aretz. So now there's a problem of Gezel. A Roye Shalacherim is not Kosher LeGezel. Avol Daka Be'eretz Yisrael. But Behemoi Daka in Eretz Yisrael, which Chazal Asseled in Taisvah said, Chazal Asseled Afilu, Afilu it's Bebeisoi. But that Chazal made it that it's also. Avol Daka Be'eretz Yisrael, Oy Bebovo L'Rab, Enil L'Chalik Be'Megadol Shaloi, Be'Megadol Shaloi Shalacherim. Afilu K'shur Be'Kare Yemita also. Someone wanted to say weiter. The sover Rav Hune shemuta limsa leishtai k'may shemuta leroye. L'kav rabinta l'uchayve. It's because you have to understand the Gemara we just learned. The yes Rav Hune. What's with your baby medaka? Says, well, my wife is taking care. So l'chayre, the wife. Okay, so it seems Rav Ada Bar Avi had a tain on the wife that she's b'chol not capable of taking care. But al koponim, others wanted to learn that the Yisifim Amir de Kazakh, that Abay Medake, if you give it over to a Roya who is capable, it's Mutter. And Taisu says it's Sikha not like that. I watch Pshat and Rav Huna, we'll see later. Look, even the bubble carrots you saw by Medak ain't like Lechalik, Bein the Yats, Bein the Echeren. Ba'anu easy, the Ochli, Chushli, Bin Ardoi. Now there's the Gemara brings a Maise that, there were goats in Ardoi, which is Bovel, that they ate Chushli. It was all Shaila. They came into someone's field, and, they ate up a lot of his barley, and then he held the Izim. Then he went over to the owner and he said, you know, they ate up $10,000 worth of barley. And I'm not giving you back the izim until you pay me $10,000. And there was no edim b'chlal how much they ate up. So the Gemara says that you're allowed to k'dei d'meyem ikedmon. That means that how much the izim are worth, his amigo could have said he bought the izim. If he's a liar, he could have said he bought the izim. And he'd be Nemon, so how much these are worth, these Nemon, to be Teveya for the Chushli. Vani easy, Dochli Chushli, Ben Adov, Echazkas, Abad, Vekom, Shani easy, the Mesiri Leroye. Let's not get into the Shakla Vatayi and the Gemara, but it seems they used to give over to a Roye and Erdoe. Afa Gav, the Nedoe, he Bobo. Shem Eloye, Kol Kach, Nizorim, Adivre Rav. Maybe they weren't Nizza, but that was Rav Zachumre, but could be the Olam was not Noyik. Shegam Ravuna Lehichme, so they says Pshan Ravuna, Ravuna not because Chayve, Ravuna wasn't Chayish for Rav Zachumre, the first Loshnak upon him. V'chei mashma fil yedei echeirem osam, idloi mosa hu chosid ba'im ala roya. The chosid had a problem, why didn't he give it over to roya? So Taisvi says that a roye can only help if there's no Isra of Legadol, that is Davke by a Behemagas and Eretz Yisrael, or if you don't hold of the Chumra of Rav.